You know, one of my favorite styles of artwork is our mosaics. I don't know if you know what mosaics are. I'm sure most of us do know what mosaics are. When you look at the little pieces that are a part of a mosaic, whether it be glass or plastic or stone or rock, those little pieces don't look all that impressive at first, and you might even wonder, how is this even art? But when you take a step back and look at a mosaic as a piece of artwork, it's when you see all those pieces put together in a particular way, a particular pattern, that you stand back and say, wow, this is really beautiful. It's a wonderful image. And you come to the conclusion that someone has put this together. There's a master plan. There is a beautiful design. That's the way a mosaic works. I'd like for us to think about the Christmas story in maybe an unusual way, maybe for us this morning, in that I'd like to suggest the Christmas program and the Christmas story of Jesus is a mosaic. There are a lot of little pieces that you're going to hear about today. One piece is Mary. When you look at Mary's life and what she did, she's a pregnant teenager. It's kind of scandalous, not very impressive at first glance. Another piece is Joseph. He's married betrothed to Mary. It was a scandal, and this wasn't his child. Not all that impressive, that little piece. These wise men are another piece. The shepherds, they were kind of outcasts in the community a long, long time ago. Angels, all these pieces together, when you look at them, man, they're not so impressive in the Christmas story. You see, the Christmas story is a mosaic. When you put all those little pieces together, you see that there is a beautiful picture intentionally put together. And we have the benefit 2,000 years later as followers of Jesus to look at this picture and see that God has put together a beautiful masterpiece with Jesus at the very center. And we can say God has done a wonderful thing in giving us his son, Jesus. God directed everything. He directed the star to go west to Jerusalem, guiding the wise men. God directed things. He directed Herod so that Herod wouldn't destroy the life of Jesus. Herod wanted to do that. God directed the miracle of a baby being born in Mary's womb. God is behind all of it. And God was behind placing the shepherds in those hills. As we stand back, we can see that this is a beautiful picture. In the very center of it all is a salvation that each one of us has through Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. As I think about that Christmas story and what we're going to see here today, you know, there's one common denominator. As I look at those little individual pieces I want to share with you before we jump into the program here, and that's this. Each of these little pieces has one thing in common. They have open hearts, open ears, open eyes to God's voice in their lives. And to put it into common terminology for all of us, they were coachable, every single one of them, coachable to what God would say. Mary didn't say, hey, I got to check out my social media account. I don't really have time to put forward this plan. Sorry, God. Joseph didn't say, hey, I've got a career in carpentry and I got my ducks in a row to head on forward. The wise men didn't say, hey, you know what, I'm busy, I've got plans, we've got plans, we can't make the journey, we've got other priorities. Every single person, the little piece of each person in this program, in the biblical account, said, I'm available and I'm open to where you want me to go, God. That's a message for each one of us here in this building today. You know, you are a part of God's mosaic. The story of Jesus is not just about 2,000 years ago. It's about a mosaic that he is constantly putting together, God behind the scenes. You are a little piece of that mosaic. And you might say this morning, I'm not impressive. My life isn't all that important. Mary said the same thing. So did Joseph. So did the shepherds. But you know what? You are an important piece of God's mosaic. You're a part of his plan of all salvation to bring you closer to God himself. The part that you play, maybe as a mother this morning, it may be just sharing about Jesus with your son or daughter. The part that you play may be supporting another person who shares about God's love through his son Jesus. Or the part that you play may be just quietly praying or quietly or loudly singing. That's what the shepherds did. That's all they did. They loudly sang and other people heard them. That was a witness to the beautiful mosaic that God was putting together. So just, first of all, welcome to Peace. We're glad that you're here. Secondly, what a challenge for us, for our lives, to be a little more available to what God is doing, how God is speaking into our hearts and our lives. Life is not random. God is slowly putting together a beautiful mosaic with Jesus at the very center. So let's celebrate with our children today, absolutely, as they lead us in this message and bring us this picture, this mosaic that God put together. But you're a part of it too. God wants you closer to him through his son, Jesus. At this time, we're going to gather some offerings and then prayers following the offerings, and our children will then lead us in song and our performance today. God's blessings on your worship.